they'll work with us to make two sets of paddles. So a set is about 12 paddles, and then we have a rudder paddle for each of those sets. So we'll make 12 dance paddles, 12 canoe paddles, and then we'll have those for the summer for Celebration.
When is Celebration?
Celebration is every even year. And so maybe it started already in a way. We've all been preparing and people are gearing up and working on regalia and working on songs. But it'll be, the first week of June. I think we're starting on the 5th with a canoe landing in Juneau.
Why is this workshop important? And can you talk a little bit about the history of the paddle workshop?
It's been understood as a kind of a kickoff for each local canoe group, canoe family. Sometimes people say team. We're trying to get away from always saying team because it's not a competition. We'd like it if Wrangell had a canoe family. But this will be a kickoff, like a welcome. It's open to everybody to come check it out. And then from participation in this workshop, we'll see if we can get the people, the enthusiasm, the energy, the vision together in order to paddle the Juneau. So we're working on cultural healing. And to me, the culture is always going to be part of people's healing process. And I don't think there's a racial or ethnic exclusion to that healing that is happening across the globe, across the state, and especially in this town. Like, a lot of people are recovering from a lot of bad things, and some of those things happened way before they were born. But our cultural resurgence has been going through as Tlingit people, our cultural survival and cultural revival has mended a lot of hearts and healed a lot of mental wounds. And our culture is always going to be carrying those curative properties, whether it's our food, our understanding of who we are and how we relate to one another, our language, especially our canoes. Every element of our traditional culture, as we understand it, has healthy properties. Like, it by participating in it, you become healthier. And those cultural teachings could guide a person on a healing journey.
When do you need to know by when this is going to happen?
I think in some sense you wouldn't know until we land if we could do it. We have canoes here. We have canoes in our history, in our blood, in our heritage. But we could borrow canoes too. That offer has been made from One People Canoe Society to lend us a canoe for the journey. So that's the easy part. Finding the canoe is easy. Making the paddles is a little tricky. It takes time. But getting people, committed, excited people, to go on the journey, that's the question.
What is expected out of the workshop?
It's really epic what occurs at these workshops. Making that many paddles in that short amount of time is the result of many people working as a unit. It's hard not to think of army ants or like piranhas or some large group of animals working as one to accomplish the same task. So we start with red cedar planks on day one and end with instruments of culture and transportation at the end of it. And so everybody will be pitching in on every paddle, and they'll use some motorized tools, some traditional tools are part of it, especially finishing things, but we'll use just all manner of power tools. That the beautiful school shop is like one of the gems of Wrangell is this high school shop. With dance paddles, you can do a lot more than you can with canoe paddles. Canoe paddles are utilitarian, but a dance paddle is aesthetic. So the relief carving, you'd never see that on a real used canoe paddle. You wouldn't see somebody intentionally putting weaknesses into the design or the structure of their paddle. And there wouldn't be like inlays. But with a dance paddle, we could put abalone, mother of pearl, copper, human hair, all kinds of different elaborations, shells. Yeah, we could get them real fancy. We have plenty of time before Celebration, so we could put the crests on.
How many people do you hope to show up?
We'll just see on the day of, but 20 wouldn't be too many. And not everybody can stay for the whole thing, so some people could come and put in some time and come in and check it out. And breathe some sawdust and do their contribution. But yeah, it's just open. If anybody wants to learn, they'll walk away with like a really clear understanding of the whole process.
You said anybody can attend the workshop.
I think anyone under 18 is going to need a lot of paperwork and a parent. There'll be photo release, media release, and then of course liability waivers. So we'll cross those bridges as we get to them. But anyone who is over 18 and has the wherewithal and the ability is welcome. I would like people to sign up. And so we have a sign up link. The sign up link is on social media. There's a QR code on the grocery store bulletin boards. And from that link, you're able to give us your contact info, and then we can get in contact prior to the workshop.
Do people get to keep the paddles?
Yes, absolutely. But there's a catch. We need the paddles for something. So we'll all work on all the paddles through the workshop, and there will be 24 planks and however many people and however many days. And then when those paddles are finally done, they'll go on a journey, a canoe journey to Celebration, or they'll ride on a ferry and hit the Celebration stage. And then after they've served their purpose, we'll figure out what happens to the paddles, where they go, and who will be caretakers going forward. One idea that has been really well utilized over the last however many decades is paddle sponsorship, where the paddles that go on the journeys are a lot more significant than just any old paddle. It's not just a paddle-shaped piece of wood that you can put on your wall, but it's a part of history because it was used in a journey. Like, that paddle had the sweat, blood, the salt water, everything from the journey becomes part of it.